July 29th through August 4th. Acts chapters 22 through 28. A minister and a witness. As you read accounts from the ministry of Paul the Apostle in Acts 22 through 28, look for principles that will be meaningful to the children you teach. Invite sharing. Display pictures of a jail cell, a boat, and a snake. Invite the children to share any stories they know about Paul that have to do with these pictures.
Teach the doctrine, younger children. Acts chapter 23, verses 10 through 11. Heavenly Father and Jesus care about me and will help me during hard times. Learning about how the Savior helped Paul can help the children know that Heavenly Father and Jesus care about them. Possible activities. Share the story in Acts chapter 23, verses 10 through 11, of the Savior visiting Paul in prison. Or show the video, Be of Good Cheer, on LDS.org, which portrays this story. Share a time when you had a trial and received guidance and comfort from God. Ask the children to share times when they felt comforted by God. Help the children memorize what Jesus said to Paul, Be of good cheer. Ask the children to think of someone they can invite to be of good cheer, perhaps someone who is sad or worried. Acts chapter 26, verses 1 through 29. I can share my testimony with others. Reviewing Paul's testimony before King Agrippa can help the children learn how to share what they know is true. Possible activities. Bring a crown to class and let a child wear it and pretend to be King Agrippa. Invite another child to stand before the king to represent Paul as you summarize Paul's testimony and the reaction of King Agrippa found in Acts chapter 26, verses 1 through 29. See chapter 63, Paul finishes his mission, in New Testament Stories, pages 162 through 166, or the corresponding video on LDS.org. Explain that we can share our testimonies with others, as Paul did. Ask the children to listen while you sing or read a song about testimony, such as verse 2 of Testimony in Hymns number 137, or I Know My Father Lives in Children's Songbook, page 5. Invite the children to raise their hands when they hear something they can bear testimony about. You may want to sing the song several times. Invite the children to join you once they're familiar with the words. Ask them to share some things about the gospel that they know are true. Use this week's activity page to help the children think about something they could say when they bear their testimony. Invite them to share their testimony with someone in their family. Acts chapter 27. Prophets warn me of danger. Consider how the account of Paul's shipwreck can teach the children that prophets see danger that we can't see. Possible activities. Invite the children to pretend that they are on a ship that is being wrecked in a storm. Read Paul's warning to the people found in Acts chapter 27, verses 9 through 10, and share the story of the shipwreck that happened because they didn't listen to his warning. See verses 11 and 39 through 44. Show a picture of the president of the church. What kinds of warnings does he give us? Place several pictures or objects around the room that represent things prophets have taught us to do, such as attend church or be baptized. As a class, walk around the room stopping at each picture or object to talk about how following the prophet's teachings helps to keep us safe. Teach the doctrine, older children. Acts chapter 23, verses 10 through 11, chapter 27, verses 18 through 26, and chapter 28, verses 1 through 6. When I face adversity, God does not forsake me. Throughout the trials Paul experienced, the Lord was with him. How can you help the children liken Paul's experiences to their own lives? Possible activities. Using Acts chapter 23, verse 10, explain that Paul was put in prison because he taught the people about Jesus. Then read Acts chapter 23, verse 11 with the children, or show the video Be of Good Cheer on LDS.org, which portrays this story. Why could Paul be of good cheer even though he was in prison? Write on the board Acts chapter 23, verses 10 through 11, Acts chapter 27, verses 18 through 26, and Acts chapter 28, verses 1 through 6. Show pictures of a jail, a ship, and a snake, and invite the children to review these verses and match them with the pictures. In each of these accounts, how did the Lord show Paul that he was with him? Invite someone from the ward to share an experience when the Lord was with him or her during a difficult time. Perhaps you or the children could also share experiences. Acts chapter 26, verses 1 through 29. I can boldly share my testimony of Jesus Christ. Paul's courage in sharing his testimony can help the children be bold when sharing their testimonies. Possible activities. Invite the children to read Acts chapter 26, verses 1 through 29, and find some gospel truths that Paul taught to King Agrippa. Why might it have been scary for Paul to share these things before the king? Invite the children to list some gospel principles they know to be true. Ask them to think of someone they know who needs to hear their testimony of these truths. Invite the children to use this week's activity page to write something they might say in their testimony. Acts chapter 27. Prophets warn me of danger. The children can listen to the messages of modern prophets and recognize their warnings. How can you help the children learn how to heed those warnings? Possible activities. Cut a piece of paper shaped like a ship into puzzle pieces. Invite the children to write Paul's warnings in Acts chapter 27, verses 9 through 11 on the pieces and put the puzzle together. Why didn't the people listen to Paul? See verse 11. Invite the children to read verses 18 through 20 and 40 through 44 to find out what happened as a result. Explain that because the people followed Paul's later counsel to stay on the ship, no one died in the shipwreck. See verses 30 through 32. What can we learn from this experience about following the prophet? Bring a recent conference message by the president of the church and share with the children any warnings or counsel he gave. Invite the children to think of ways they can follow the prophet. Show the video, Blessed and Happy Are Those Who Keep the Commandments of God. CLDS.org. How are prophets like the man with the binoculars? Write down a few activities the children can do that will help them learn about the role of a prophet. For example, read Doctrine and Covenants section 21, verses 4 through 7. Or sing Follow the Prophet in Children's Songbook, pages 110 through 111. Or use another song about prophets. Hang the list of activities outside the classroom and invite one child to stand at the door and read one activity at a time to the rest of the children, allowing them to complete the activity before reading another one. Explain that just as one child has given direction to the others, a prophet teaches us what God would like us to do. Ask the children to share what they learned about prophets from the activities.
Encourage learning at home. Ask the children to use what they have learned about Paul to encourage their families to study the prophet's most recent message and discuss how they can follow his counsel. Improving our teaching. Involve the senses. Quote, most children and adults learn best when multiple senses are involved. Find ways to help the children use their senses of sight, hearing, and touch as they learn. In some situations, you may even find ways to include their senses of smell and taste. End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 25.